Given airline tickets are going like hotcakes for this summer, why are Airbnb vacation rentals expected to lose sizzle? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The good news from Airbnb is that it had a fine first 3 months of the year. The bad news being shared by the firm is that the good times are tapering down. The company says it expects fewer bookings overall when its current quarter is completed at the end of June. Strange, right? Especially with airlines raking it in. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with details.
Yeah, Airbnb is trying to limit expectations, David, for the weeks ahead. And the reason they're giving is that a year ago during this time, there was unusually good business on Airbnb because of pent-up demand. You may remember that by March of last year, the world had gone through the emergence of the COVID Omicron variant and the subsequent surge in infections. And after that, Airbnb saw bookings shoot up. And that's about this time last year. Well, compared to then, it expects to do less business this year. But it's also reporting that people have become more price conscious. Average daily rates, that's how Airbnb measures prices across its platform. The company expects those rates to be lower compared to the second quarter of last year.
All right. And the airlines are anticipating a very busy summer travel season. This Airbnb warning, I don't know, doesn't seem to fit.
Yeah. And part of this is that, you know, you have more choices for where to stay, right? People are less worried about staying in hotels now. Marriott had a strong first quarter. And Airbnb says there's another element to this, too, that there's a change in the mix of bookings. It's seeing more bookings in dense urban areas, big cities. And according to the company, those bookings tend to, on average, be lower in price than other offerings. So that's one factor. Another is that Airbnb has gotten a lot of complaints about pricing. It's made changes. It's given hosts tools to better compete on price. And the company thinks there will be more of that kind of price competition ahead.
All right, Nova, thank you very much. We get a fresh reading on inflation later this morning. The April Consumer Price Index is on the way. The consensus expert prediction is that the figure will be running at about the same rate as a month earlier. The Bureau of Labor Statistics also measures inflation by region. And one part of the country where prices have been running extra hot is the Mountain West. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that.
Housing costs account for a third of the CPI. And during the pandemic, those costs have exploded in cities like Boise, Salt Lake, and Phoenix, says Nick Sly, VP of the Federal Reserve's Denver branch.
The Rocky Mountain West had more momentum, had more upward growth in the prices of their shelter, either rent or houses to purchase. So there's going to take more to unwind that momentum compared to the rest of the country.
The other thing driving inflation in the region is energy. Rob Godby, an economist at the University of Wyoming, says the Mountain West hasn't gotten as much relief at the gas pump, thanks in part to an oil refinery shutdown in Colorado.
Given that energy permeates into other categories like, you know, your shelter costs and also transportation, it also affects food costs.
He says more expensive energy drives up prices across the board in the Mountain West. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
Now for an unusual crowdfunding meets public awareness campaign. The United Nations has set up a GoFundMe to help raise $129 million from anyone who wants to help. As Daniel Ackerman reports, it's about avoiding an environmental disaster in the Red Sea.
Parked 4 miles off the west coast of Yemen sits an old oil tanker, the FSO Safar. It's got about 1 million barrels of crude aboard, and, says Yemen's ambassador to the U.S., Mohammed al-Hadrami, for the last 8 years, the Safar has done nothing but rust.
There's a ticking bomb off the shore of Yemen ready to explode at any moment.
Explode or spring a leak, because the ship has barely been maintained since about 2014. That's when Houthi rebels seized the area from Yemen's government amid a brutal civil war. The Safar can no longer move on its own, and experts say the ship needs intervention now.
If we don't act, the Red Sea will turn black.
David Gressley is the UN's humanitarian coordinator for Yemen. He says an oil spill would make Yemen's hunger crisis worse by poisoning local fisheries. It could also halt drinking water desalination and bring shipping to a standstill. The good news? After years of negotiation, the UN has signed a deal with the Houthis to avert disaster. The plan is to transfer the oil off the Safar onto a new, more secure tanker. So, how to pay for the operation?
We thought that a crowdfunding would be a way to take it to the global public, to generate local awareness, also media awareness. And then secondly, of course, we needed funding.
$129 million of funding, to be exact, of which the UN hopes to raise $29 million from the public.
The business case for this is very straightforward. Just to clean up, if there's a spill, it would cost $20 billion. So $29 million looks really small in comparison. You don't even have to be a finance major to figure that one out.
You don't, but there's a reason some in the global community might be slow to pony up, says Ian Ralby, CEO of the maritime consultancy IR Consilium.
We have to be prepared for this to ultimately end up being essentially a very expensive gift to the Houthis. They get a free tanker. I mean, that's a pretty good deal.
A good deal for a group the U.S. has labeled a terrorist organization as recently as 2021. The Houthis still control the area and would likely keep control of the oil and the new tanker, at least until the U.N. strikes a new deal. I'm Daniel Ackerman for Marketplace.
And the term artificial intelligence is being poured over everything like ketchup these days in the manner of the word blockchain a while back. Well, the fast food place Wendy's now says it is deploying AI at its drive-thrus using Google Cloud's generative system. The system will try to upsell you on things. Don't forget the Frosty. And if you say milkshake instead of Frosty, it'll know, apparently. The company says the voice will be so human-like, you might not know it is not a human, which means, knowing those little speakers, it'll probably sound like,
okay, 1200 workers, kills it.
Which translates to the AI trying to say, would you like 1200 more calories with that double stack? In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.